Hi, I'm Tyson, and this is True Stories with Dad. Today's true story is The Origins of Christmas. People all over the world celebrate a lot of different holidays throughout the year. However, there are a lot of holidays celebrated in December in particular. So for today's true story, I'm going to focus on one of those holidays, which is celebrated by Christians all over the world, and that holiday is Christmas. Now, I'm sure Christians know the reason for celebrating Christmas. They celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. But for Christians, have you ever asked yourself, why do we celebrate Christmas on December 25th? Well, most historians, or people who study history, agree that Jesus probably wasn't born on December 25th. In fact, he probably wasn't even born in December at all. The Bible never says an exact date that Jesus was born, but because there were shepherds watching their flocks by night, that hints that Jesus was actually born in the springtime, most likely. So again, why do we celebrate Christmas on December 25th? Well, way back, almost 2,000 years ago, right around the time that Jesus died and Christianity started to spread across the world, the big Christian holidays were one called Epiphany and one called Easter. Now, Epiphany isn't a big Christian holiday anymore, but it was celebrated on January 6th to commemorate the arrival of the wise men to visit Jesus as a child. Easter is still a really big, widely celebrated holiday to Christians in order to remember the resurrection of Jesus. Now, Christmas was literally not on any calendar at all, at least not until the year 336, so that's about 1,700 years ago. And at that time, Christianity was centered primarily in a place called Rome, Italy. The people who lived in Rome were called Romans, and the Romans picked December 25th because it was close to holidays that non-Christians celebrated. These non-Christian Romans had holidays on or near December 21st, which is something called the winter solstice in the Northern Hemisphere on Earth. That day is the day with the least amount of light during the whole year for anyone who lives in North America, Europe, Asia, and a lot of other places too. After that day, little by little, the days get longer and those parts of the earth start to get more light. And the Roman Christians thought that it would be easier to convince non-Christians to celebrate Christmas if it was close to their holidays that they were already celebrating. But the Roman Christians also thought that it would be symbolic to have Christmas close to the darkest day of the year, symbolizing that after Jesus was born, the world started to get more and more light. So in 336, Christmas appeared for the very first time on a Roman calendar. However, even though it was now an official holiday, Epiphany and Easter were still considered the bigger holidays for early Christians. Over time, in fact, over the next few centuries or hundreds of years, Christmas became more and more popular. However, some people, like the Puritans or Pilgrims who came to America, remember them from my Thanksgiving episode? They decided not to celebrate Christmas because they thought that gift-giving and decorating trees was not related to Jesus and therefore should not be done. Even in the early days of the United States becoming a country, a lot of Americans thought that celebrating Christmas was a British tradition and that a lot of people shouldn't do it in America because they wanted to be different than Great Britain. In fact, Christmas wasn't even a federal holiday in the United States until the year 1870. So that means that Christmas in the United States, anyway, has only officially been a holiday for 150 years. That's not very long, considering that Jesus was born over 2,000 years ago. Today, American Christians and Christians all over the world view Christmas as one of the biggest holidays of the year. Christmas traditions and appearances have changed over time, but the meaning behind the celebrations has never changed. So from me to you, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. And that's the true story of the origins of Christmas.